Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about praying, about the need to pray, about a life of prayer, and how God desires for us to be in communication with Him. And we'll be looking at a variety of aspects of individuals who kind of set the example in how they prayed, what they prayed about, some of the instruction of God in regard to our conversations with Him. And this morning we're going to kick off the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about praying earnestly. That recognition that it's not just a casual afterthought, but our prayer life ought to be deliberate. There ought to be a seriousness about it. There ought to be a recognition of the desire and the need. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5, we read, "So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him." An example of a group of people who gathered in earnest prayer for someone they cared about. Now, we don't know the content of their prayer. It's often assumed that they were praying that Peter would be released from prison. I'm not so sure. It's possible, and that may have been part of their prayers. What I do know is that when God sends an angel to lead Peter out of prison, and Peter shows up at the house where the church is praying, they're not expecting him. In fact, they're not even sure it's him. The person who answers the door doesn't let him in. In fact, leaves him standing there as they go to let the others know that this guy's at the door claiming to be Peter. Perhaps they were praying like we pray. We ask God to do something, but we don't think He will. It's not that we doubt that He can, we just don't want to get our hopes up. But the other side is they may have earnestly been praying for something other than release, for Peter's protection, for God's will to be done. We know later, as Paul's in prison, that his desire was that God would use that to give him an audience with Caesar. In fact, there was a point in time where he could have been released, and yet he appealed to Caesar in order to keep his confinement extended, to get to where he believed God wanted him to go. But this earnest prayer was an act on the part of the church because of their love for Peter. And it was something that they chose to gather together to do, not only for Peter's benefit, but I also believe for their own benefit. Their earnest prayer is wanting God to show up, to reveal Himself to Peter, to them, to those who would witness God at work. There are times, I believe, that we lack in earnestness in our prayers because we lack a recognition of the greatness of the need. Many things in life we tend to believe we can take care of. And we may pray about them because it's the right thing to do, but we're not all that concerned about whether God shows up, whether he helps, whether he's involved, because we've got this. It's in those times of great despair and distress that we learn in earnestness. When we have no answers, or the answers that we do have are not good. I've seen groups gather in earnestness of prayer when someone's diagnosed with a terminal illness. When tragedy strikes a community. When a disaster hits an area. I believe there was an earnestness of prayer in the evening of 9/11, 2001. Didn't last, but I believe that that evening it was genuine, it was earnest. People's sense of security had been shaken to the core, and there was a great recognition of how much they needed God. They needed God to act. They needed God's presence. They needed peace. They needed comfort. They needed wisdom. You see, God's desire is that we pray earnestly all the time. Because those things that we recognize in the midst of tragedy that we need are actually things that we need every day. And so today we examine ourselves. And we ask ourselves that question, how earnestly am I praying for myself? How earnestly am I praying for my family? How earnestly am I praying for my church family? For believers around the world, for the lost. Am I okay with the status quo of things done my way? Or do I truly desire to not only see God work, but to submit to his workings? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, has called us into community with one another. And your desire is that we would be earnest in our prayers, in our conversation with you. In our requests, in our petitions, in our cries. And Father, we would pay attention to the needs of people. Not just the surface stuff that we kind of brush off, but to the serious nature of the trouble that people find themselves in for variety of reasons, sometimes of their own doing, other times not of their doing. And Father, may our understanding of what the desired outcome from your perspective is not keep us from praying earnestly. even when we don't know what we ought to be praying for. May we pray as Jesus did, that your will be done, and not ours. And sometimes, Father, we read your word and we have a pretty good idea of what your will is in a situation. We may not know exactly how you're going to make it work, but we can pray earnestly that all people come to repentance and are saved. We know you want that. We can pray earnestly that we find contentment in the midst of difficulties. We know you give that. We can pray earnestly for wisdom, for ourselves, for those who are making decisions that are difficult. We know you give wisdom to those who ask. We can pray earnestly for peace and unity among believers, because that was the prayer of Jesus. And Father, when we are unclear whether a loved one's sickness is something that leads to death or whether they'll be restored, we can still pray earnestly. For their example, for their healing, for their well-being, for their faithfulness to the end. And so, God, today, as we come to you, may we not only look at the instruction of your word, the examples of the church, but may we specifically understand the teaching and example of Jesus, that we would pray earnestly. And as we pray earnestly, may Jesus be seen in the way that you answer, in the way that we place our trust and faith in you, in the way that we share Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.